shots rang out from above and to the right. A bolt clipped Erin in the calf and knocked her legs out from under her. An unmarked open-top speeder flew in from the right, the pilot, a human male, firing over the side. Zirid crouched, one hand on Erin, as he fired three shots with the E-9, trying to target one of the grav thrusters on the speeder, but hitting only the surrounding fuselage. The shots did no damage, so he targeted the cockpit. Trying to avoid Zirid's fire, the pilot overcompensated and the speeder turned hard right. While the pilot scrambled to regain control, Zirid grabbed Erin with his good arm and pulled her to her feet.
"I'm all right," she said. "Go! Go!"
Sirens screamed in the distance, presaging the arrival of the port authorities. Supporting each other arm in arm, they limped to the entry door, and Zirid punched in the code. Behind them, the doors to the landing pad slid open. Shots rang off the hull of Fatman. Zirid fired a few blind bolts behind him. Erin deflected another two shots into the bulkhead. The ship's door slid open, too carking slow. Zirid grabbed Erin and climbed in before the door was all the way open. He hit the button to close it, and the door stopped and reversed itself.
"I've got to get us out of here. You all right?"
"I'm fine," she said.
The wound on her calf was ugly, but it looked like a graze. The pink, raw meat of her flesh was bordered by black lines of charred skin. He pelted through Fat Man's corridors until he reached the cockpit, slammed himself into the pilot's seat, and fired up the engines. His numb arm made it difficult, but he managed. He looked out of the cockpit for the speeder, saw it above him. He'd ram it if it didn't get out of the way. The thrusters engaged, and Fat Man rose off the pad. The speeder wheeled to the side. The pilot fired wildly at the cockpit, but Fat Man's transparisteel canopy turned the shots without so much as a mark. Zirid considered blowing the speeder from the air with Fat Man's plasma cannons, but the falling debris might hurt an innocent.
"Consider yourself fortunate, fella."
When he had 10 meters of altitude, he engaged the ion engines, and Fat Man blazed skyward. He monitored the scanners to ensure no one was following them. When he saw nothing, he let himself uncoil. He tested his arm, found it unbroken, just badly bruised. The feeling was already beginning to return to his hand. Once the ship broached the atmosphere, he gave her to the autopilot and hurried back to the hold to check on Erin.